Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 25th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, and we always find joy in doing this. Brooksine's kind of smiling at me right now. I always share this introduction because we know there's people coming across our podcast for the first time. Today's message is titled, The Blessings of Integrity. The scripture text is from Daniel 6, verse 4.
At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
Several weeks ago, I was talking to Don, a friend of mine who runs a small plumbing business in the Lehigh Valley. Like many businesses, his has had some struggles lately, and he is seeking new business opportunities. He needs work. He told me a story of going to a very wealthy home that had an expensive water heating system that the owner had noticed was rusting around the top. Don went to take a look, and the owner was prepared to replace the system, which would have been a $3,000 job. But Don noted that the problem was a valve above the system that had been leaking, and all that he needed to do was replace the valve to stop the leak, and otherwise the heating system was just fine. He replaced the valve, and the owner paid a fraction of the cost of a new system. As we were talking, Don shared how easy it would have been to persuade the owner they needed a new system, and in the process make a lot more money on the job. In fact, he felt many of his competitors would have done just that.
Well, we want to write a word of encouragement or speak a word of encouragement today to our listeners for those seeking to maintain integrity in their personal life and in their workplace. The daily verse speaks of the integrity of Daniel and his service in the secular world. If you read the rest of the chapter, you'll see that this very demonstration of character landed him in the lion's den. Well, similarly, our commitment to character may be the actual cause of a trial. Or as in the case of Don making far less money on a job than he would otherwise. It may be easier and more profitable in the short run to just go along with the downward flow. Many years earlier, Daniel had developed this admirable character in his resolve to be faithful to God's commands. This is mentioned in verse 8 of chapter 1. In the long run, and particularly having an eternal, God-centered perspective in view, we will be blessed as we maintain our character and integrity. We may see the fruits of this blessing on this side, or we may not. But we will certainly see them on the inside and on the other side.
Well, let us again determine, in regard to living in the business of life, that we will act with integrity. Accept this promise today, finally, from Proverbs 14, verse 14. Listen to this carefully. The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good man rewarded for his.
Let's pray together. Father, I consider the extremely difficult choice Job made not to sin by charging you with wrongdoing. I consider Joseph, who withstood tremendous temptation by resisting the seduction of Potiphar's wife. And I consider Daniel, who refused to stop his custom of praying to his Father in heaven, though he knew it would land him in the lion's den. These three, among many other godly brothers and sisters, chose to do the right thing, knowing that doing so would cause them great suffering or terrible injustice. The ultimate example is Jesus, your Son, who died in our stead, though he was wholly innocent of sin. Help us not to look for that which is easy, quick, or that which will avoid consequence. May we be willing to deal with the consequence of obedience to you. May we be willing to deal with the consequence of obedience to you, whether it works out for our good in the short term or not. May our greatest concern be for that which works for our good internally and eternally. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, that's a powerful prayer, Brooksine, and I pray it myself and pray for all of our listeners today. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, again, we prepared for Friday, April 25th. 2008. We do have some photos on the site today. A beautiful photo. It took just a day or two ago along one of our country roads we take on our walks of a beautiful split rail flower bed. One of our farmer neighbors has made in his yard to beautify his little corner of the world, or perhaps his wife did it. We also today have a couple photos I like to share of harvest across the street from us. Actually, we just have one of that, and then an old tractor we met on the way home last night on our trail, walking trail of our neighbor's son riding it. Mr. Music suggested today. In fact, one song we particularly, I suppose, highlight is a song that many of you have probably sung in your churches now. It's been popular the last several years, called Give Us Clean Hands. And finding messages dealing specifically with integrity are kind of difficult, but there's a song that really does. And may God give us all clean hands and a faithfulness in serving Him with integrity. Have a blessed day, and if you're listening to this Friday as we prepare it, a blessed weekend, and continue to faithfully serve the Lord. Let me, one final time here on the podcast, reminder podcast listeners that if you go to the site today, anytime throughout this last week, in fact, we have a request up for a brief survey. We appreciate the many that have already filled that out, but it's very helpful to us. We're getting some good tips that can, I believe, help me to improve, help us to improve this ministry. And it merely is a link that you go to. It'll open up a separate web page. It probably will take just 3 or 4 minutes to take the survey. And then just hit the submit button, and that'll be a blessing to us. Have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful and to live with integrity.